نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I congratulate the Muslim Ummah for this very great event of Mab'ath, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was appointed as the messenger of God towards mankind. And this is a very powerful and important day in the history of Islam, and we pray that all of us are able to take benefit and be able to perform the acts of worship and our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the Quran. Of course, the first sermon has many discussions. One of the important discussions is about the Holy Quran, the role of the Holy Quran, its dimensions, and the way we as human beings need to interact with it so that we can learn more and more from it and be able to apply those things in our lives so that we can progress in the right direction. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon not only talks about certain apparent and, you know, normal things about the Quran, but also mentions other important factors, other important qualities of the Holy Quran, which is to bring about change and revolution, to bring about, to encourage the community to go ahead, to always think about their future in a positive way, to create the change. And there, this makes the Holy Quran a revolutionary book, a book that, you know, feeds the heart with the right type of emotion, with the right types of feelings to go against oppression and evilness in the world and stick to the path of truth and reality.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a revolutionary being, was a revolutionary human being. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was a revolutionary human being who struggled in every way to bring the right change in the society. Just like a gardener who enters a garden, okay, and he sees the state of a garden. Let us say he sees that garden does not have enough water, or he sees that the garden soil lacks nutrition, or he sees that it has not been pruned, or the weeds haven't been removed, and he witnesses various things inside that garden, and he, after identifying all of those difficulties that are not causing the flowers and the plants to grow, he then starts to remove those negative things so that the plants begin to grow and the garden begins to thrive. This is the work of one of the works of the messenger. That the messenger, the prophet, he sees the community like this garden, where he sees there are certain problems that this garden of his is facing, these flowers of his, that means his people, his followers, are facing. And for example, he sees there is social injustice, he sees that there is ignorance, he sees that there is oppression, he sees that there is difference in the economic situation of people. There are castes, there are levels of people, there are different, some people find themselves to be better than others. It's discrimination. And when the Holy Prophet sees all of these, then it becomes his duty to remove the society from that situation. Just like a gardener who comes inside this such a garden that has so many different problems, he will come inside that garden and do something foundational to create that right change, complete change in that particular garden. So for example, he might have to change the whole soil, and maybe even chop off some of the plants and add some new plants inside that garden so that it thrives. It might have to prune a lot of leaves and a lot of branches so that this garden comes back to life. And this is the meaning of the revolution. The meaning of revolution is to create us an important and overwhelming change in the society.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sees all of these different types of injustices, then he comes in the society and brings that system of justice. And this is something that if you look at the different parts of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet, Ya ayyuha rasul, okay, do this, do that, help the people towards guidance. Let them follow you, let them obey you in these aspects of governance. And we see that the Prophet comes up with this whole, idea of change. And this is what we call that revolutionary aspect of the Prophet's life. He's like that gardener who wants to bring about a full change so that the flowers are able to grow properly. And that is why the Prophet first of all tackled the ideological problems of the community, the polytheism. He tackled the economic situation of the community and he saw how there was a difference in the way some people were treated. And he brought about the change that was needed. Everyone in the community became equal. People would come to pray. The slaves would pray together with their masters. And the way the government would deal with all of them was one law for everyone. No distinction between people just because they have a position or they have wealth. And this was a very powerful change that was inspired by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the Quran. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon is trying to highlight and shine on this aspect. The sermon number one. If you go through the sermon, you will see how Imam alayhi salam is bringing about this particular type of thinking with regards to the Holy Quran. And this thinking is what will actually bring the Quran to life. The Quran, of course, is alive, more alive than even me and you. But these the physical letters will only be able to really create a change in our lives if they are applied in the society. And this application means a very vast change, which is almost revolutionary. And that is why the Quran is a book that inspires nations after nations towards such change. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the Quran the way it deserves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه